Okay, today's daf is Shvi'as Daf Hey, and we are on the bottom of Dalal Mabez as we continue talking about Tosefes Shvi'as. That is our topic, and remember we had the source of the Isser, and then we had the Heter for the Isser. As we said, if there are three mature, older trees in a base, and yesterday we learned about Netios, a new halacha, a Netios, if there are 10, actually we'll learn about it today more, but yesterday we already laid the groundwork for all of these halachas, that there could be certain types of trees that allow the entire field to be plowed. It doesn't matter if they're Ilani Machal or Ilani Srak. And we learned the source about it. Relating to that, we said if the trees are too close together, right, there's not enough room for the bucker to travel in between them, then you don't view them as two different trees because you assume that maybe they'll be uprooted one day, and therefore they don't count as more than one. So we said yesterday, if there are four that have the proper distance and two that don't, so then the two that don't are considered one, and there's only five. Well, altogether, and therefore you'd have to have the ratio of the production, as we saw yesterday, Machlokas Rambam and Ravid had to understand the Gemara, but some type of ratio that all the trees have to be producing. If the tree doesn't produce either, like the Ravid says, a real ratio, like if there's nine trees, they all have to produce 1/9 or five, or each 1/5, or the Rambam sounds like they have to just produce something, take part in the cumulative amount, so then they wouldn't be counted. So now we quote something that harkens back to Kilayim, remembering something, a Mishnah that we discussed back in Kilayim. And that gets us started again. Five lines from the bottom on Dalet Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Hayu Chamisha. What if there are five trees? The Mara Folda explains. Five trees, and they're all close together. There isn't enough room to have the bakar go in between. Tiflugta to Rav Shimon of Rabbanan. So this would be a machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. Which of Shimon and the Rabbanan? We learned this back in Kilayim. The Tanina Taman, we learned in the fifth parak in Kilayim. Kerem, remember the rules. Difference between Kerem and a singular vine. A singular vine has certain rules. You need six tefachim away from it in order to plant anything, to plant vegetables or tevua. But if it's a whole kerem, you need four amos away. So we learned all about the definition of a kerem. You need at least five vines in two lines. One Yotzei Zanav, as we learn, a line of three, a line of two, as we called it. What if the vines are very close together and they're not the normal distance from each other? Kerem shuna tu apachos me'arba amos, a kerem, a vineyard that is planted less than four amos away from each other. Do we say, well, you're not going to leave it like this? So mistama, some of the middle ones or some of the ones are going to be uprooted, and therefore, could you view this as a vineyard now because they're too close together? Or not, says the Mishnah. So if you have this kerem that's planted too close together, Shimon, oh, Mary, no kerem. Shimon says, no, it's not a kerem. You have no idea, we learned this back in Kilayim, you have no idea which ones are going to be uprooted. So you can't say, oh, these are going to be uprooted and that's going to be uprooted. You don't know if it's going to be in the right format. So Reb Shimon says, right now, it's not a kerem. And therefore, it does not need the spacing, the distancing of a kerem, only of singular vines. V'chachamim omrim, kerem. No, you view it as a kerem. Veron esem soyos kilu einan. You view the middle ones as if they're not there, and therefore you could view this as a kerem, just the outer vines. Right? See the Mara Folda to the Rabbanan Rowan Beis Vidalid Rabbanan. Let's say you have five. So you take the middle ones, the two and the four, kilu einan, the karinan bishlosha hanish arim over benayim, and you view that as if they're, you know, the three that are left, meaning this is bringing it back to Shemitah now. Let's say you have five. You could take out two and four. Therefore, there are three with enough spacing in between, because you view it as ki'ilu, it's not there. But so kol echal lazo shlishas hakikar. Well, Reb Shimon, you don't say that. You don't say Rowan. And therefore, you wouldn't be able, according to Reb Shimon, to plow the entire base up, because you don't view this as a proper ilanos with the proper spacing. V'charshin kol beisa bishvilan. And according to the Rabbanan, you'd be able to be plowed the entire base off of them, but according to Reb Shimon, you wouldn't. So that machlokes, suggests the Gemara, would be able to apply here. So Hilchas Kilayim and Hilchas Shvius being compared. As we said already yesterday, sometimes we do compare areas of halacha, sometimes we don't compare areas of halacha, but here, at least within the world of Zerayim, we compare it, Kilayim and Shvius. Good. Then we quote to the next part of the Mishnah. Shene'emar. Becharish v'katzer tishbo. So we already explained this in the Mishnah, but now the Gemara is going to explain it. Remember, the Mishnah had the source for the din. It's aser to plow during Tosefta Shvi'is. Then we spoke about, the Mishnah spoke about all about the heter, the allowance of the three trees in a beisah, and all the details about that heter. And then the Mishnah says, Shene Emar, as the Pasuk says. So the Gemara is just clarifying that Shene Emar is going back on the original din. It's not going back on what we just said about the heter, but it's going back on the original iser. Shene Emar, Becharei Shuvakatzer Tishbos. Lo Asya Dela, that means Ella Al Resha. It's going back on the first part of the Mishnah. Ein Charshalem Ella Litzarcha. There's usually an iser to plow except for what they need. Shene Emar, Becharei Shuvakatzer Tishbos. Based on that pasuk, that's going back on the original iser. Maybe this is part of where the Rambam gets it from. Remember, we spoke about yesterday of Daniel Abavli asked Rav and a Rambam which pasuk is quoted, and we had a discussion in the Tanoim, which is the appropriate pasuk, and then the Rambam quotes the Sefer HaMitzvos. He quotes this pasuk, which seems to be about Tosefta Shvi'is, not about Shvi'is itself. So is that the most appropriate pasuk? Rav Avraham and Rambam defended his father and said, "Yeah, if it's a pasuk about Tosefta, it's obviously a kavah chomer, a pasuk about real Shvi'is." And he quotes it as for emphasis. So that might be part of it. But that was the machlokas from Rishmol and Rabbi Kiva that we had yesterday. But here the Gemara just quotes that pasuk. Eitzar chlomer v'chulu, Rabbi Shmuel kedaite. So now talking about that machlokas, remember what Rabbi Shmuel's shita was. Rabbi Shmuel's shita was that the pasuk is not talking about Shemitah at all. The pasuk is talking about Shabbos, like the first half of the pasuk. Remember the first half of the pasuk. Sheishes yamim tavod v'ubayam ha-shvi'tishbos. That's obviously Shabbos. Then the next three words. So Rabbi Kiva says, the next three words, Becharei Shuvakatzer Tishbos, is talking about Shemitah, because you just spoke about Shabbos. You don't need to talk about Shabbos anymore to single out any action, so it must be talking about Shemitah. But Rabbi Shmuel says, no, we're talking about Shabbos. And it's teaching me a comparison between Harisha and Kitzira. They're just like Harisha. There's never a mitzvah of Harisha, of plowing. And just like Harisha is a reshus, it's never a mitzvah, and that's what's usher on Shabbos, so too, the ketzira that's usher on Shabbos is only voluntary ketzira, when I just want to harvest for something, for my own ratzon. But for ketzira shel mitzvah, that would be allowed. So the Gemara just expands Rabbi Shmuel Shita, Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the ketzira shel mitzvah, which means, in context, we mentioned yesterday, you're allowed to cut harvests on Shabbos for ketzira sa'omer. The Gemara says not only does Rabbi Shmuel hold that the ketzira is docha the iser of Shabbos, the ketzira is docha the iser of Shemitah. We didn't discuss this in detail so much yet, that comes up later, Be'ezus Hashem, what type of harvesting is usher during Shemitah? Because after all, it also says you should enjoy the pears of Shemitah, right? La'achla. So you're going to tell me it's usher to harvest, period? You're not allowed to harvest pears of Shemitah? That can't be. That can't be that you can't harvest anything because you're supposed to enjoy them and they have Kedusha. So it can't be that you're not allowed to harvest Shemitah fruit. So we'll have to talk about it. You're not allowed to harvest it in a specific way, in the normal way. Svichin, we'll have to talk about the different pshatim. But the Gemara says there will be shmal holes that Kedusha Omer is doche, whatever Isser that is. Rabbi Shmuel Kedaite, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Ein Omer Bami Surya. Yatsak Sira Omer Shi Mitzvah. The Omer does not come from Surya, meaning the grain of the Omer, the barley that has to be cut, the first barley, which is the carbon of Omer, has to come from Eretz Yisrael, not even from Surya, which has semi-kedusha, but for this halacha it does not have kedusha. Surya is what's called Kibush Yachid. It does not have this full status of Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. So, says Rabbi Shmuel, you can't get it from Chutz La'aretz, you have to get it from Eretz Yisrael. And just like you have to get it from Eretz Yisrael, you have to do it today, on this day. And therefore, it's Docha, the Isser of Shabbos, and it's Docha, the Isser of Shvi'is. If you look in the Gilyonos of the Stipler, that's how he explains this. Pirish. De'ihaya efshar lahavi omer mechutz laretz, because if you'd be able to bring the omer from chutz laretz, if Rabbi Shmuel held that, he wouldn't allow you to do it on, could be kotzer on Shabbos. Kivan de kitzir chem lav dafka, hu adin de kasha filin ikselofei tazai benisan. Once you're saying that the pasuk is not literal, your kitzir, it says, uva kutzrechem es kitzir artzachem. No, that's by Madnas Aniyim. But if the pasuk by the Karban Omer, it says Kitzir Chem, and if you want to say that's Lav Dafka, it doesn't have to be yours. It could be from Surya, so Mishnah doesn't have to be today. It could be any day. The fact that he says it has to be from Eretz Yisrael, you take the pasuk literally, so do you take the pasuk literally about cutting it on the day of the second day of Pesach, as the day that the Omer is brought, and that's finishing up the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. What exactly is Kibush Yachid? Again, a big topic, but Rashi Tosfos is the base, is the basics. Rashi Tosfos in Gittin Daf Tes. What makes Surya? What made it a Kibush Tavches? What makes it a Kibush Yachid? What makes it a personal Kibush and not a national? So Rashi says they are Kibush Yachid. De David Shalom Hayu Kol Yisrael Biyachad. All the Jewish people weren't together. Kederach Shahayu Bekibush Yoshua. Like they were together when Yoshua conquered Eretz Yisrael. When David conquered Syria, it wasn't the same. Shahayu Kulam. In the days of Yeshua, they were all together. Vechivshua. Litzorech Kol Yisrael. Kodem Chalukka. Aval David Lokavash Al Litzarcho. David did it for personal reasons. He wanted to expand the borders. Not Dafka to expand for Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says it wasn't with all Yisrael. Litzorech Kol Yisrael. That's what makes it. The Kibush itself is a different type of kibush, and therefore Surya doesn't have the regular status of Kedushas Haaretz. Tosfos there has a different shot. Tosfos, it quotes the Sifri from Parshas Ekev. Demashma, Lefisha lo haisa adayin kol Yisrael kavusha. You can only, the way that Kedushas Haaretz Yisrael works is that it expands. It expands. If you have full Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh and conquered, so then it could expand to outer lands. But if the entire Eretz Yisrael wasn't conquered yet, you can't add on extra lands. Kedamar Hasam Samach Lepatra Shalcha Lo Hersheta Klomar Horashta. Close to your palace, you didn't drive out. Pirish Yevusi Shaya Samach LiYerushalayim V'yata Holech V'Kovish Aram Naharayim Aram Sova Aval Acher Shekol Eretz Yisrael Kavshua. Right. Once all of Eretz Yisrael is conquered, then you can expand it. Rav Soloveitchik gave the mashal, it's like an overflowing cup of wine. Right? Only once it's full and you pour in more wine, then it expands and it overflows on its side. But if it's not full, it's not going to overflow. But the Kedusha could overflow. So here, before the rest of Eretz Yisrael is conquered, so then the Kedusha can't expand to other lands outside the cup, so to speak. So that's the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, why the Kibush was considered, why was it was considered Yachin. One. The other point I wanted to mention here before the next Mishnah is what I referred to yesterday, which I didn't get to do. And that is the Karban HaOmer. Omer again is mentioned here, the Karban HaOmer that's brought on the second day of Pesach. It's cut, is brought from the first barley, and it matirs the chadash, after it's brought, it matirs the chadash in the world. In the world, once that is brought, that I'm allowed to eat from the new grain, from grain that has taken root since the last Pesach, I'm allowed to, eat that grain in Chutz Laaretz. That's the chadash. Many of the Bali Musa talk about it's from Seorim, which is animal feed in Halacha, while the Shtei Halechem, the special carbon that's brought in Shavuos, is from wheat, right? That's people feed. And the process of Sir Saomer is going from the stage of animal to the stage of people, right? That's the message that many of the Mefarshim point out. But the Ber Yosef discusses There's a medrash that says, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, La'olam alti mitzvah ha'omer kala be'necha. The mitzvah of Omer should not be light in your eyes. It's very serious. The mitzvah of Karban HaOmer. Shal yedei mitzvah ha'omer, zacha Avram lirashes Eretz Canaan. Because of the mitzvah of the Omer, Avram was zocha to be yorish Eretz Yisrael. Hadu dechsiv adasati l'chol azarachach acharecha, amanas v'yatoes brisit tishmar. Beiz azizah mitzvah ha'omer. Wow. The mitzvah saomer, that's a schus of Eretz Yisrael. You know, what is the connection, right? And number two, why is this called the Omer carbon? Omer is just a measurement. How much do you have to take? Omer. And Omer, that's the Yesh Lizbonin, asked the Ber Yosef. Lama shinsa Torah kan b'mincha zu l'kro osa b'shem Omer. Halaya Omer hu rak mida midbaris. Ki asiris ha'efa. K'mosha gaza Rashi. Rashi quotes, in b'shalach v'ha Omer asiris ha'efahu. Asir Omer Asir Seifa. Laman Amar Kan Midas Omer Vlomer Asir Seifa. Right? Why do you emphasize the word Omer? Number three, why do we call it Sefiras HaOmer? That's the mitzvah. Tell me through the Omer. We count from the Omer. And the Nusach HaBracha, Sefiras HaOmer. And the way that we count towards Kabbalah Satorah is at the Omer. So many, what's the schus of the other midrashim that he quotes? There's a special schus of the Omer. That's what helped the Bnei Yisrael survive in the desert. So he quotes that, fascinating, because once you see it, you're like, it's clear. There's another time that the word Omer is used, besides the carbon that we're talking about here, and that is by the mun. Omer la Golgolas. The same word, the same measurement is describing the mun, that everybody gets a certain amount. And the message is that the mun fell in the desert for 40 years. Hashem took charge of our parnasa directly, and he gave us the Omer. And when did we bring the carbon to Omer? The first time, once we come into Eretz Yisrael on that first Pesach, and that's what matirs, the harvesting for us to partake, to eat ourselves. So it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I've given you your parnasa directly for 40 years. Now you're going to start making your own parnasa. It's the same Omer. The same message. It's the same Omer. Realize that I'm in charge of your sustenance. I'm in charge. Omer, Omer. That's the mun. And the karmana Omer is a hemshech of the mun. It's the Omer. It's the mun that we bring into our lives. Right, even though and it was given to us straight, and they all realized but now they're going into Eretz Yisrael. It's possible that we might forget kochi v'otzim yadi, and therefore we have the man in the same word. And that's why also, right, one of the things that's Be'ez Hashem, hopefully very, very soon, we're going to be able to take all the things that are buried and be shown them. Maybe the Aron we might not see, but what else is there? The stick of Aron HaKohen and a bottle of mun. There's a bottle of mun, Tzitzetes HaMun, that was buried along with the other items with the Aron, and that's supposed to be for generations to remind us. To remind us. Right, the fact that it's sitting in a bottle, nobody sees it, doesn't help. The carbon of Omer is what helps. And that's the Omer to the Tezai Nisan is exactly when the Mun finished, the tenth of Nisan, it lasted a couple of days, V'chulu, and he continues and goes through more regarding this. That's the Be'er Yosef in Parshas Amar. Okay, we continue. Says the next Mishnah. Halacha Dalid Mishnah. Shloshi Ilanos or Shloshi Anashim Eilu Mistarfin. So we're talking still about the three trees. The three trees in a Beisah, you could plow the entire Beisah past Pesach, past Shavuos. And it doesn't matter even if three different people own the trees. V'charjiko Beisah B'shvilan, you can plow the whole Beisah. V'kamiyei B'neihem, so we already referred to this. What's the minimum distance between them? Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer, Kadeshi Yabakar over B'kelov. You have to have cattle be able to go in between with the plowshare, because that's what you have to do, in between the trees, in order to keep the trees strong, to do that to the karke in between. What's the maximum? We said that's not clear. Maybe there is no maximum. It has to be three within this area of Beisah. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Ilano Shel Adam Echad, V'karka Shel Adam Echad. Even if the trees are owned by one person, and the land is owned by someone else, Mitzarfin, it's also Mitzarif. V'charshin Kol Beisah B'Shvilan, and the whole Beisah can be plowed. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Afanan, Taninan. I also learned, Du Reb Chiya Rabba. We changed the Girsa, that's the Marafoldas Girsa. Reb Chiya Rabba learned in the Brisa. Shloshi Ilanos or Shloshi Anashim. Three trees of three people. Hare Elu Mitzarfin, they can combine. V'charshin Kol Beisah B'Shvilan, and you can plow the whole Beisah. And then we have three more words. Ad Rosh Hashanah. So the Gra takes out these three words. The Ritva, might, we're not sure exactly which line the Ritva is talking about, but the Gra takes out these three words. Why? Rabbi Kiva Eger asked. Says, I don't understand. We know that the whole heter of Beisah is that you could be Chorish until a month before. That's the din. You don't have to stop Pesach and Shavuos, which is when you have to stop for Tosefis for the others. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha on the Mishnah. What? If it's owned by one person, so then you could go all the way till Rosh Hashanah, till Shavuos. But if it's owned by three people, you could go all the way till Rosh Hashanah. Why should there be a difference? Why does that make sense? Right? If you look in the Mari Kirkus points out that the Rambam does not quote these three words, Ad Rosh Hashanah. If you look also, we quoted one before, we'll quote another one. You look in the Haris of the Stipler here. He assumes that those words don't belong unless, he says, maybe you can add in a word. Maybe you could add in a word. Now, instead of taking out those three words, which the Ra did, maybe you could add in a word, and that is the word Netios. Netios. Ad Rosh Hashanah. Charshon Kol Beisa is referring to the previous, and then Netios at Rosh Hashanah, which is alluding to the next Mishnah, which we're about to have, which we didn't explain yet. But maybe, so either way, you got to take out these three words or add in a word according to the Stipler, because it doesn't go all the way until Rosh Hashanah. You see the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Hagra Mochek Zeh. The Gra erases this. Talo Shari El Anatzeres, because it's only until Shavuos. The Efshar Shu Piska, right, he quotes the 2 days. He quotes the Gra, then he quotes his father, right? The Efshar Shu Piska La Mishnah Ba, right? Maybe it's already alluded to the next Mishnah. The Charshana Rosh Hashanah, V'al Zeh Kamer Abzira, then that's only talking about Netios. Right? Maybe you don't even have to change the Girsa according to that. It's just, that's what it's alluding to, and the Gemara explains what it's talking about. Okay, what is that talking about? Let's go to the next Mishnah. So what we've been talking about up until now is that if you have three mature trees in this area of a Beis Sa'ah, that you have the heter to plow the whole Beis Sa'ah until the month before Shvius. You don't have to hold of the earlier Zmanim that were added on. But now the Mishnah tells us another halacha, which as we'll see, is a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. What if you don't have three trees? You have 10 trees in the Beis Sa'ah. But you have 10 very young trees. That's a special din. Three big trees, you can plow the whole Beis Sa'ah. 10, three very young trees, they don't need the whole Beis Sa'ah. So if you only had three young trees, you wouldn't be able to plow the whole Beis Sa'ah. But if you have 10 young trees in a Beis Sa'ah, so then you could also plow the whole Beis Sa'ah for them. And this one goes all the way to Rosh Hashanah. So it has a chumrah in that you need 10, not three. But it has a kula in that once you have this, then the trees are so delicate so that you and fragile that you are allowed to plow all the way to Rosh Hashanah. So that's Eser Netios. This is known as the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of the Eser Netios. Right? The 10 young sapling trees. Mefuzaros. Mefuzaros, another Halacha of the 10. They have to be equidistant. They can't be all in one area. Like we said, the older trees have to be spread out. At least a little bit. Right? With enough bucket to go in between. But they could all be on one side, we said. The three older trees, but the young trees have to be mufuzaros, spread out. L'tok beisah, charshakol beisah b'shvilan ad Rosh Hashanah, all the way until Rosh Hashanah, this would be allowed. Again, the Rishonim in various places in Shas know that not everybody is familiar exactly with Mishnayos in Shvius. Not everybody does Daf Yomi Yerushalmi in Shvius. So they all quote, just as an example, the Ritva in Sukkah Lamed Aleph. Pirish, Mida Raisa, Osir Lasos Avodas Karka, Be'er Shvius, Tainer Shloshim Yom Levnei Rosh Hashanah. On a Torah level, you have to stop all Avodah of Karka 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. V'yafilu hachi b'shiyesham netios yaldos. If you have very young trees, shem lo yavdu osam yamusu. If you don't work them, they will die. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai shacharshin osam kadei hatzarach lahem. The Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me I'm allowed to plow there. The entire whatever they need. Ukshemu fuzaros. And when they are spread out in a beisa, you can be charged the whole beisa. V'chenafilu him elef oyosav aches. But it doesn't matter how many beisas in a row. But then the Ritva adds, "V'dafka netios yaldos shara rachmana." Only the young sapling trees does the Torah allow to gamri la halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai that we have. Avo bizakenim aser lach rosh mina Torah kol amid yom. But older trees, you can't go till you got to stop a month before, 30 days. The chum hosifo, the chum added on by a stay lavan pesach b'stei ilan atzeres, and those extra. Are knocked out if you have three older trees in a Beis Sa'ah. Right? That's the three older. So there's two different halachas. There's for the Zakenos and for the Netios. Good. Now says the Gemishnah. Hayu asuyo shuro mukafos atara and chashan melo tzarchan. But if these 10 saplings are all in a line, right? They're not spread out. They're all in a line, or they're mukafos. They're in like a circle. They're in an arc. So also, that's not a normal way of that's not spread out. Therefore, the whole Beis Sa'ah, you won't need the whole Beis Sa'ah for that. So then you would only be able to do for what they need. Again, different than the older trees. The older trees in a line, we said, you can still do the whole Beis Sa'ah for them. So they're kulas and they're chumras by each of the halachas. Good. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi La, Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Once we're going to talk about Netios being Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, so the Gemara mentions a couple of other Halacha Moshe B'Sinais. Remember the Rambam has a whole list of Halacha Moshe B'Sinais, which is much shorter than everyone else's list. And the Chavos Yar even has a tshuva and wonders, why does the Rambam have such a small list? So some of them are helped out by, because the Gemara says in some places, Gemara Gemirila, which Rashi and Tosas always say, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But the Rambam doesn't have to say that. The Netziv writes in the Kidmas HaEmek, the Rambam doesn't have to hold that. Maybe a Gemara Gemira just means it's a Misora. Doesn't mean that's Halacha Moshe Sinai. So the Rambam has less, but some of them are befavors than even the Rambam has. So here, Arava, Halacha Moshe Sinai. Arava, what's Arava? This is not talking about the Dalaminim, because that's a pasuk in Chumash. You don't need Halacha Moshe Sinai for that. This is the special Avoda that was done by the Arava in the Beis HaMikdash. What was the Avoda that was done? So on Hoshana Rabbah, we walk around seven times, and then we hold in our Ravas. This is as a Zecher. As a Zecher. The Rambam describes, based on the Gemara in Sukkah, that they used to take a big, long Arava and stand it up. That was the Avoda. Standing up this big Arava in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam describes that in Hilchas Lulav, in Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Beis, Kesar HaYosin, Mevino Sameir of Shabbos LaMikdash, Omenichon Osa Begigya Shozav, I'm sorry, the previous halacha, Kesar HaYom Mitzvasa, V'chol Yom V'yom Mishivasa Yomim, Hayim Evi'in Murbiyo Shal Arava, they brought a bundle of Aravos, V'zokvin Osan Al Stadi HaMizbeach, they used to stand it up. Stand it up by the Mizbeach, V'rashen K'fufin Agami HaMizbeach, and the tops of the Arava used to hang down over the Mizbeach. Obeishim Evi'in Osan, V'sojin Osan, and when they put it there, they blew shofar, token Amirin V'token, that's the Avoda. They say Reb Chaim used to stand up his Arava, leaning over the bima. Because the beam was like a mizbeach, and therefore he used to take his arava and stand it over as a simon. Okay, so that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Deloka Abishol, unlike Abishol, who says it's not Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Abishol Omer Arava Dvar Torah. Really, this avoda of the arava is a din d'oraisa. Why? Arve Nachal. Right, what do you have to take? Arve Nachal. Arve is plural. So we think maybe plural means two aravos. But he said, no, two dinim of arava, says Abishol. Shtayim. So he says it's not a halacha moshe b'Sinai, but it's alluded to in the pesukim itself. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yochanan, arava v'nisa chamayim halacha moshe b'Sinai. Right, arava, as we just said, and nisa chamayim, the special. Some have the girsa of eser netios in this line. Our girsa in the Bavli is these three to go together. Arava, eser netios. Our halacha nisachamayim, but not the girsa here. Nisachamayim is a special avodah that is done in the Beis HaMikdash every day of Sukkot. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash, they poured wine on the Mizbeach at the time of certain karbanos, the nisachim. But for a week, they poured water on the Mizbeach. Right, that's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Udulok Rabbi Akiva, and again, this is against Rabbi Akiva, who says it's not based on halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Rabbi Akiva Amar, Nisachamayim Dara Torah, it's a didaraisa. Why? Because you have three extra letters, right? The laning on Sukkot, when you lane all the days of Sukkot, of Yom HaShem, Yom HaShlishi, V'Parshas Pinchas, and there, it's all the same laning except for a couple of changes. B'Sheni V'Niskehem, you have an extra mem. B'Shishi U'Nisacheha, instead of V'Niska, an extra Yud. B'Shvi'i K'Mishpatam, Mem, Yud, Mem, Mayim. So those three extra letters are a reference to Mayim, and that's why the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Akiva does not hold it as the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Rabbi Akiva says it's in the Torah, it's a din, it's a drasha that we learn. If you look in Tosfos in Moed Katan, on Daf Gimel, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that says this isn't a real drasha. It's just a remez. It doesn't sound like a real drasha, an extra mem yud mem. So Tosfos says, Rabbi Akiva really agrees. Really, everybody agrees it's the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. This is just a remez. That seems to be against the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi Dafka says, Beferish, if you hold it, it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Deloka Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that it is a real drasha. So you got to work that out. Is the Gemara here really against the Rabbeinu Chananel there? That's the, there are some that try to look in the Sefer Pnei Aryeh in the back, tries to answer that question, try to put it together. But again, the Pasha seems to be that Rabbeinu Chananel is maybe the Pasha of the Bavli, is that it's not a real drasha, it's just a smach. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Baal Kumi Rabbi Yochanan, V'yachshav Lamein Charshim B'Zakenos. So nowadays, we said all these heterim for the Zakenos and the Netios, so why now, this is getting back to what we discussed back on Daf Aleph and Daf Beis, so why nowadays nobody holds up these halachas? We plow all the way until Rosh Hashanah, Amar Lei, B'shash Nijah Halacha, Kach Nitna. When the halacha was given, as Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, it was given like this, Shim Bikshu Lachrosh Yachroshu. As we said, it was a built-in heter. We said already, it's machlokes, whether this is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. If it's a din d'rabbanan, then for sure it's easy. Rabbi Gamliel made the din, and he said, I built in that if any bezin in the future wants to change it, they can change it. But we said, even if it's in the din d'oraisa, it might be built into the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. that the Isser of Tosefes Shviyas is only as long as, you know, there's a certain time period that Bezdin wants to have not. If you look in the B'nai Moshe, another sefer in the back, he changes this girsa a little bit to change the, they quote this as a neched of the gra. So he quotes, Lule Yaresi Pios Hagdolim. If I weren't scared of the Gedolim, I would change the this line, Shem Bikshu Lachros Yachroshu, Shem Beis Hamikdash Yachrov Yachroshu. And that's paralleling the Bavli, because the Bavli says maybe it only applies Bisman Beis Hamikdash, the halacha of Tosefes Shviyas, not La'achra Churban. So if you put the want to change this girsa, she'im, instead of Bikshu, it's Beis Hamikdash, kind of similar words. Imagine a manuscript that got rubbed out, Mikdash, Bikshu, so maybe it was some type of mistake there. She'im Beis Hamikdash, Yachrov, instead of Yachroshu, Yachrov, so then Yachroshu, then you'd be able to. So then he says maybe that's that could also help out the girsa. Okay, Rabbi Bob Bar Zavdi B'Shem Reb Chunya to Bigas Choron, Arav Ben Yisachamayim Ezer Natios. There it is, all three. Miyisoda Neviim Haim. We take out the next word. Really, it's Yisoda Neviim. It's a Dinder Rabbanan. Dinder Rabbanan. So the Gemara says Ma Palig. What? Upalig? There's a machlokas here. There's a machlokas whether it's a halacha b'Shem Sinai or a Dinder Rabbanan. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Yosi Bar Bun B'Shem Levi. Kachaisa Halacha B'Yadam. It was always a halacha b'Shem Sinai. V'Shachachua, and then it was forgotten. V'Amdu Ashniim, and the Rabbanan later on came and brought it back. They brought it back and realized this is the halacha. Somehow they uncovered. They uncovered that this is the din. And this teaches me, anything that Bezdin will be able to, all right, we had this back in Meseches Peah, anything that the Bezdin pushes themselves on, and is moser nefesh, and it works hard for, they're gonna have success in their learning. Amelus brings success. This Bezdin had such amelus, they were able to uncover the earlier Halacha Moshe Misinai. Unbelievable. Kamashin Emer, the Moshe Misinai. Right, they'll be able to uncover it as if it was said in Har Sinai. And the Gemara now is going to get into just a little bit about Amelus Patara, but we'll stop there. Va'asya will continue next time in terms of recognizing the Amelus Patara, what it does to a person. Okay, we'll stop here.